The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1898, photographic film based on celluloid was patented. In 1977, Space Shuttle Enterprise went airborne for the second time on its own, after separating from a Boeing 747 and gliding to the runway at Edwards Air Force Base from an altitude of 26,000 feet. In 1994, the Ulysses Solar Polar Probe swung under the sun's south pole, the first time our local star had been seen from that perspective. Welsh author Roald Dahl was born today in 1916. He was the author of the Willy Wonka books and James and the Giant Peach. Film composer Maurice Jarre was born in 1924, the man behind the soundtracks of such movies as Lawrence of Arabia, Firefox, Enemy Mine, and Jacob's Ladder. Space 1999 co-star Barbara Bain was born in 1931. She co-starred in the series with her husband at the time, Martin Landau, with whom she also starred in Mission Impossible.
He was severely injured, and then everything indicated that he had died. Now he's alive. And what's more, we can't find any sign of injury, internal or external. He is completely healed.
Doctor.
Have you checked this?
No mistake. What is it?
These figures indicate the rate of the alien's cell replacement process. His body is regenerating cells so fast, they don't have time to decay.
Animator and Disney protege Don Bluth was born in 1937. He later created the eye-popping animation of some of the earliest Laserdisc arcade games, like Dragon's Lair. Richard Kiel, who played Jaws in the classic James Bond movies, was born in 1939. On this day in 1972, NBC premiered the series Search, a spy-fi series based on the TV movie Probe, with that movie's stars Hugh O'Brien and Burgess Meredith becoming the leads of the new show. Hugh O'Brien wouldn't star in every episode, though. He would appear in a rotation that included Doug McClure and Tony Franciosa as other high-tech secret agents.
Anybody die in the fire?
No, the alarm saved them.
Well, then I don't get it, Cam. Fire damage to that hotel might have been heavy, but it's an insurance case. What do they want with Probe?
They do not want Probe. The hotel is not the client.
Now, don't tell me Mrs. Murrow wants us to find her husband.
We're just halfway through the briefing tape, so you fasten your shock cord. The next readout is a live transmission. It's classified Code 10.
In 1974, the apes came to the small screen.
Is it true that you are from this world, but from another time?
Yes. Oh. Now, how is that possible?
It just happened. We don't know. Look, could we talk about this some other time? Tomorrow, maybe.
But I found this book, you know, back near the ship, and it had pictures, and it showed humans, you know, building things and running strange machines.
It's true, they did.
That book can't be true.
Yes, it is. Humans built big cities. They built machines that swam in the sea, through the air.
And you kept apes in cages?
CBS premiered a weekly live-action spin-off of the Planet of the Apes movies, though there were very few connections between the saga of the films and the TV version. Roddy McDowell starred in his trademark role as the human refugee's ape ally, while Star Trek's Mark Leonard became the show's recurring villain. But over on ABC, darker powers were on the move. Based on the wildly popular TV movies The Night Stalker and The Night Strangler, Kolchak the Night Stalker brought back Darren McGavin as one of TV's first and most unflappable paranormal investigators.
I don't trust you, Kolchak. You double-cross your own fairy godmother for a story.
Well, Jane, how can you say a thing like that? Now, you know me better than that. Tell me, what was in the letters?
What have you got to trade?
How about a sack of Dear Emily letters, sodden with the tears of humanity, great reference material, four novels in it at the very least.
My editor wants me to come up with a series of features on the murders, but I can't come up with an angle. You know the sort of junk we print, lurid, sensational. Got any ideas?
Yeah, lots of them.
The series inspired many imitators and admirers, including the makers of The X-Files. In 1985, a plumber we first met when he was trying to save a damsel from Donkey Kong got a whole new lease on life. As Nintendo released Super Mario Bros. For the first time in Japan on its family computer console, removing Mario and Luigi from anything resembling real life and stranding them forever in the Mushroom Kingdom. In 1988, the crew of Red Dwarf discovered that some things are better than life.
Gentlemen, welcome to Better Than Life. Now you must be hungry, and there's a restaurant just a couple of miles down the beach.
A couple of miles? How are we supposed to get there?
Any way you want. After all, this is Better Than Life.
Any way we want.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at coffee, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod will be procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.